there's no question that is the absolutely ideal encounter. The richness of an encounter in person, you know, cannot be beaten, and yet all these extraordinary resource pressures mean that virtual encounters have to happen in different ways, much more across international borders. To try and find an internationalist vision of locality seems to me, you know, obviously absolutely pressing, and a way in which locality isn't a reductive vision of things, but an expansive vision of possibility. And I suppose the model for this is something that the writer Maurice Berman has talked about in his really distinctive book, The Twilight of American Culture. He talks about this almost monastic model of horizontal exchange, where you are in touch with like-minded people, groups, communities, and so on, across distances that, if not hostile to you, are certainly indifferent to you and to what you're doing. And I certainly see that in the way that culture has developed. What that would mean for travel, I suppose, is to find a way of really realising yourself locally, I guess. I found myself travelling much more when I was younger, and now just really finding much greater interest in going deeper into the local. And realising, I suppose, in a way that I'd only previously realised intellectually, some of those ideas about finding the world in a grain of sand and so on, really understanding that you can reach almost all things of interest through this process of connection. There's a great observation by J.G. Ballard. He says, deep assignments run through all our lives. There are no coincidences. And I like the idea that there are assignments that one can make wherever one is that allow you to experience the world from wherever you are.